College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101. Hey guys, Sherry here with Quad Talk 101. I'm here with
Sean
and Allie.
And we have a lovely topic for you. A very heated discussion, actually, which I'm very excited about. What is the topic, guys?
So it's Banana Day versus
Ramboree.
Yeah, so for some of you that might not know, so Banana Day, you told me kind of like some fun facts about it.
Yeah, it's actually a award-winning tradition here.
Wow.
It's one of the biggest traditions in the entire country.
Do you know why that came about?
I have no idea, but a guy started it. I saw it on the news.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's just a banana-themed, like, carnival-type day,
yeah.
And only Westchester University has it.
Pretty much.
I love that.
And it's actually National Banana Day. We celebrate it on.
We celebrate it on National Banana
Yes.
Day?
Yes.
I feel like that should be in the news more.
It should be.
I love that. So did you guys go to Banana Day?
I did.
For 3 seconds.
What? Yeah. What? Sean. You're like, wow, this, you know, beloved.
I did see a banana sculpture, and I did almost, I didn't get a shirt, but I did see everything, and I did get to, you know, get to experience it, but I didn't have the time, unfortunately, so. Yeah.
I know for me, I was able to be there for, like, a while. I am so salty I didn't win a shirt, because I guess for me, I know that you have to, like, to win a shirt, you have to win a game. So that's essentially how it goes, right, Allie?
Yeah, so they had a bunch of different games. And basically, they were like, for the one game was like banana toss, where they had a bunch of fake bananas, and you and a partner stood across from each other. And they're like, okay, we have 30 groups of people, but only 2 people can win a Banana Day shirt. So you're just going to throw the banana, take a step back, and keep going. And of course, people aren't stepping back. And you're like, I didn't win that one.
Yeah.
And then the other game was, one of the other games was peeling a banana with chopsticks.
Oh.
Couldn't use your hands, and you could only use chopsticks. And
I thought it was a spoon. That's crazy.
They did have spoons. They ran out of chopsticks, too, at some point, so they switched to spoons. I got there when they were still doing chopsticks, but it was kind of scuffed because I didn't finish peeling it, but she thought I did. So she's like, okay, you win. But then she's like, oh, no, you don't. But everyone else had already stopped. So I just kept going, and I still won, and I got the Banana Day shirt. So I can't complain that much about it, but I did feel a little bit bad about scuffing the competition a little bit.
Oh, you're so lucky. So I guess you kind of like ran out of sizes. I know like you were trying to look for your size.
Yeah, so I won, and she's like, okay, take your peeled banana over to show proof that you won this game. And I was like, okay, that's a little weird, but I can go do that. So I get to the table, and I'm like, she's like, okay, we have small, extra large, and extra, extra large. And I was like, okay, it's 12 o'clock. I don't know how you guys have run out of shirts this quickly, but I'll take the extra large. And she's like, yeah, they shrink. Don't worry about it. So I did get a Banana Day shirt, but I don't think I'm going to be wearing it in public just because of how goofy it looks on me. But I am still happy I got it.
No, what was the print this year? Because I know every year it's a different print.
So it's 3 like bananas sitting at a poker table, and it says peeling and dealing on it, I think. I have... literally no idea what that has to do with Westchester, but as soon as I saw the design, I was like, I'm not leaving without a Banana Day shirt.
You're like, I need that right now. I know this year was like poker themed, which
I didn't know that.
I did not get that from any of the activities that I saw. I just know the shirt was poker themed. I know from my experience, something was telling me, Sherry, you know what? You should just show up really early and they'll just give you a shirt. Because that actually happened to a good amount of people. And I didn't do that because I wasn't feeling too hot at that moment. Mm-hmm. And then I went later and I'm like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of I didn't see too many games, which was weird.
Yeah, no, I know there was the banana toss. There was the peeling the banana. I saw hula hoops on the ground. I didn't know what that was about. And there was also like a volleyball court. And this was only in the quad. They were doing stuff in Sykes, too, which I didn't have the time to go look at.
And they were doing stuff at Main Hall. Not Main Hall. The
residential.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I didn't know
they
that
had
either.
A lot of stuff. Dang. They had ice cream.
I did get some banana ice cream. I will say that Banana Day started to look up when we found the banana ice cream truck.
And you're like, I didn't. So I know for me it's a little weird because I'm very allergic to bananas.
Are you serious?
I am not kidding.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, how banana themed are we talking here? So I cannot, like, you know, dissect a banana and touch my face because I will break out in hives. Oh, so God. I didn't really do that activity. I did do the, like, the banana toss, and it was slippery, so I dropped it in 2 seconds. And I guess, like, when I was trying to look for games, they needed more people to play the games. So a lot of the games were stalled, so I couldn't find any games. But I saw a banana ice sculpture, which was cool.
Yep.
I had ice cream without bananas in it, which was good, which was still good. But yeah, they had a good deal of food. And yeah, I mean, I like Banana Day. My friends did the pottery thing. They were giving out pots.
Oh yeah, I saw that
things
too,
to paint. And I was like, oh, this is cool. So I enjoyed myself. I was like salty I didn't get a shirt because I know that's like the one thing everyone talks about and I didn't get it. And I was like, I will pay someone. But overall, I thought it was pretty good. What about you, Sean? I know you were there for 3 seconds, but.
Yeah, it looked like a really fun event. I mean, like, I'm a first year, so this is like new, all new to me. So what was it like in the past for you guys?
Well, I know, wasn't the last time COVID?
Yeah, but like, were you before that?
No, I transferred in.
Oh,
so
you're
did
right.
I.
So I know for
Never
me,
mind.
No, it's okay. I know for me, like, I did have a lot of friends that went here, like, right out of high school. So they went in 2015, and they said it was, like, this big deal, and there's, like, all these games and all these prizes, and, like, kind of was the theme of, like, what I saw. And I was like, that's cool. And the biggest thing they told me about is, like, you need to win a shirt because they're a collectible, and they change every year, and you have to win a shirt. So I wanted to win a shirt, and I didn't win a shirt.
Dang.
Yeah. And then you got your extra large shirt, which will just all the hot water. You're just going to make it shrink.
Yep.
By any means necessary. What about Ramboree, guys?
So.
Her face.
Well, I was there for 5 seconds.
Come on, man. What?
It looked like a really fun event, but.
What, did you have stuff to do?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Sean.
So I was there for approximately 40 minutes.
Wow, she counted.
And that 40 minutes consisted of standing in line at a food truck. So, yeah, I had class. I had to leave, and I left my sister there, and she was going to bring food back. And she's like, okay, we finally got up to the food truck, and they were out of what we wanted. So here's something else. And I was like, okay, that's fine.
You're like, it's fine. Y'all should have just rolled up in your own truck for your grandparents.
Yeah.
I guess for me, I did not have class. I thought it was Saturday, so I didn't know what day it was. And I was like, oh, this is fun. So they ran out of shirts because I know when you go early, I'm realizing this is a theme. So I have to go. You have to go really early to get the shirt. So I didn't really get a shirt.
Yeah.
I stood in two lines for like a while for food. They were all out of food. They ran out of food. I was like the third person, like, so close. And they're like, oh. The guy was like, yeah, we bought the last hot dog and that was the rest of the food. So sorry, guys. And I'm like, cool. That's nice. I got ice cream though. That was really nice. There was a band playing.
I was not there for the band. I did see Banjo Kid playing. That was quite entertaining. Yes.
Yes. That's like the highlight of Ramboree.
Yes, it definitely was for me.
I did really like it. I did like how everything was just like in an enclosed space. So I didn't feel too overwhelmed. Yeah, they had like little photo booths and stuff. They had like the radio club and there were like students playing music. Sean earlier told me there was an opera there, but later he confused with an a cappella group, which, you know, comment below. Yeah. Are those things the same thing?
They're basically like the same thing.
They are not the same thing. But there was like this woman there and I think she was like, oh, you can make intention bracelets. So you get this gold washer and then you like hammer in a word that you feel like you want to manifest or whatever. And it's like, I don't know, it was like really cute and fun. So I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the bands. The bands were very good and everyone was dancing. And then Rami danced with all of us and it was great. And there was an iconic moment. There was Banjo Kid, yes. But then like as the band was playing, some kid, I think he might have been like 16 years old. He comes with his like, I think it's a Chick-fil-A cup and he's drinking it. He goes onto the stage while they're playing and just starts dancing. And like the band's like, okay. And he dances for the entire song on stage with the band. And the band's like, man, that was cool. They fist bumped him and then he just walked off with his crew. And I'm like, what just happened?
I'm a little upset I missed that now that you bring that up.
Same.
I'm like, this is amazing. And then they had like a slide and then they had like some carnival games. So I really enjoyed that. So I don't know if you guys have like a favorite between Banana Day and Ramboree.
I'm going to go with Banana Day because it's like a tradition.
I think I have to agree just because I got the shirt for Banana Day.
She's yeah, like, I got my shirt. I did a little poll at the quad, you know, just to see what everyone's stance was. And Banana Day did win. I picked Ramboree because I'm allergic to bananas and I'm salty.
Fair enough.
But I also liked it because I was able to, like, get some free swag or whatever, and I didn't really get as much of Banana Day. But I feel like Banana Day is, like, that's iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's, like, the thing to go to, and it's, like, a whole day of it.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah. Yeah. So I think that was pretty good. Anything you guys want to add? Any tips for winning a shirt, Allie?
Get up early. Get there early so that you don't have to play a game for it. But if you do have to play a game for it, just play as many times as you can until you get it, because it is worth getting the Banana Day shirt.
I know. Yeah. And I love it. And also keep your eye out, because I actually have a Banana Day shirt while not participating in Banana Day, because sometimes they randomly give out shirts because they need to get rid of them. I don't know why, but I was just lucky enough to be like, oh, this shirt has bananas on it. I'm going to take it. And then I didn't realize what it was. So keep your eye out for that. They're always giving out free shirts.
Keep your eyes peeled.
That's a good one to end on. What about you, Sean? Any tips?
What she said.
Keep your eyes peeled. Yep. All right. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We will see you next week.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.